From Breitbart News, some women are opting for sterilization post Roe v. Wade. Yeah, because being careful, taking personal responsibility in the moment, that's just too much to ask of anyone. God forbid you don't go out, get drunk, lose the ability to use logic or reason in any real way, not that that's a worry these days with modern women, and just throw caution to the wind and not use protection and sleep with some guy on the first date. God forbid you have to, practice personal responsibility. No. We're just going to get our tubes tied, and then we can never have kids. And we're doing this so we can have all the fun we want in our 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s and whatever, and have a hot girl summer until we die. In our 80s, because we outlive men, but somehow, we're oppressed. Yeah, living in this safe world where we're one-fifth as likely to be assaulted physically than a man. Yeah, we don't have to pay any real taxes effectively. Women generally take more out of the system than they put in. Men pay 85% of all taxes. But our lives are not easy enough, God damn it. That's not easy enough. No. We don't want to have to ever worry about getting pregnant, have to worry about the pill. We don't have to worry about condoms or, anything. Or just, God forbid, not having sex during our, period. Fairy visiting us. No. None of that. We just want to, get our tubes tied and, make it permanent that we'll never have kids. And then when we hit like 35, we'll regret that we had our tubes tied. But hey, maybe we can get that reversed. Yeah, good luck with that, ladies. 95% of your eggs are dead at 35 anyway, so, good luck! Yeah, I hope you froze some eggs, too. In addition to having your tubal ligation been able to be reversed, I don't even know if that's possible, is it? Great. What a brilliant idea. Yeah. Since half the states have limited access to abortion, but not completely, totally banned it in most cases, we're going to get our tubes tied and never be able to have kids. Of course, it's only white women that are availing themselves of this. So black women and brown women. Just whitey. Yeah, great. Because white people have been convinced that they are the scourge of humanity and they need to self-delete. Yeah. Either self-delete or just, stop themselves from being able to procreate. Same difference. Results in less white people until they eventually die off. That sounds like white genocide to me. No. You can't genocide white people. It's great. What an interesting story. Anyway, before I get into this story, I'd like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate the raw, red-pill nature of my content to please go check out my BitChute channel, bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That is bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. You'll find a lot of interesting content there, over 1,600 pieces to date. A lot of juicy, yummy red pills. BitChute is a great site. They shadow ban the least, meaning they still do shadow ban. I think they're located in the UK, so being on the blockchain, they can, only avails them so much, being in one of the top five socialist feminist countries in the world. But you'll find less censorship there than you will on YouTube, which is why I'm there. So go like and subscribe to my BitChute channel. That's bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Go check it out. Okay, back to the story. So we've got a woman here with a cat. Well, that's apropos. That's her baby. There's another thing I don't get. It makes no sense to me. What meaning are you going to have injected into your life by raising and babying and taking care of a cat and have it essentially be a stand-in for a child? And that's obviously what it is. I mean, the way these women treat their cats, baby their cats, spoil their cats, I mean, you might as well just have a kid. It'd be just it might even be less work. I don't know. I mean, these cats are pretty expensive, yo. Get that gourmet cat food, 'cause tuna in a can ain't good enough, and that can get pretty expensive too, depending on the kind of tuna you get. Cat food ain't cheap. Visits to the vet, not cheap. But I'd rather buy cat food and be taking care of a cat and raising a cat and, piling on all this love and affection onto a dumb animal that I'm essentially going to have to treat like a baby for 10 to 15 years. Meanwhile, if I had a human baby, it'd be a baby for just a couple years, and it would get easier as time went on. And that would be an actual person. That would be an extension of me. It would be a little, carbon copy, at least partially of me. I would have a legacy. I would have meaning in my life. I would have someone to take care of me in my old age, ostensibly, and someone to carry on my genes, to carry on my legacy. But instead, I'm going to invest all my time and energy into a dumb fucking animal that might live 10, 15 years and has like an IQ of 3. And none of my genetic material. That's brilliant, ladies. And you're going to put as much or more work into this fucking cat because they require just as much attention in many ways, and certainly, monetarily speaking, in many cases, as a fucking toddler. Got all these people out here spending thousands of dollars. Oh, my cat has cancer. I got to cure my cat. I got to make sure my cat lives as long as humanly possible. Yeah, you could be putting that money, those resources, into a real human offspring. But no. I can't have my hot girl summer until age 30 unless I get my tubes tied. Yeah. All right, let's get to this story. Some women are opting for sterilization as pro-life. Pro-life. Oh, I mean, yeah, I'm choosing life over death. Isn't the opposite of life death? So, if I'm pro-life, then you people on the left that love abortion, which is essentially nothing more than killing a baby, are pro-death. Yeah, I think I'll choose pro-life. I mean, we all die sometime, but I don't think we need to speed it up to the point where we're actually killing people before they've even gotten a chance to live. As pro-life laws restricting abortion are passed around the country, still like half the states. You can get abortion in some places up to 9 months after you get pregnant. It's murder regardless, but that's heinous. I mean, that is so obviously heinous. It's kind of hard to obfuscate that with, terms like clumps of cells and fetus. It's not a person yet when it's 9 months along. Anyway, passed around the country following the Supreme Court's decision to overrule Roe v. Wade, which, by the way, was a whole lie. That woman was never raped. The whole case was made up just to introduce abortion. By the way, it's not the role of the Supreme Court to make law, to pass laws, but they seem to be doing it ever more, i.e., gay marriage. That's supposed to be the job of the legislative branch, but anyway. Although there are no national statistics on whether more women have opted for sterilization, and yet you're saying they are. Because of legal cases limiting abortion rights, some doctors say they've recently seen an increase in requests for such procedures, the left-leaning outlet reported. Not a surprise. Women are kind of lazy, A lot of times they have a state bordering theirs that has, access to abortion up till, 9 months after getting pregnant. But I don't want to have to go through the hard work of driving across those pesky state lines before I was able to go out, have a hot time with Chad or Tyrone, and if I got knocked up, I could just go downstairs. Hell, there was an abortion clinic in the first floor of my apartment building. I could just go down there. Half an hour later, I'm ready to go and have more hot girl summer. Now I'm gonna have to drive 3 hours. God damn it. Now I'll just get my tubes tied. Dr. Leah Tatum, a spokesperson for the pro-abortion, you mean pro-death, American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, who practices in Austin, Texas, haven of hippies and libtards and homos and tranny lovers, told the outlet that being concerned about access to abortion care has definitely driven up the request for sterilizations. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I should be free to kill my baby, even though I enter into an obligation, very much like signing a contract, when I get pregnant, because I pretty much know what the consequences of having sex are without protection. And I also know that protection doesn't always work, so if I do get pregnant, even if I use protection, I am now obligated to that child, to that person that I've created to carry them to term. But oh, no. I'm an empowered woman! Obligation means nothing to me! Of course. Of course, ladies. Yeah. So, Tatum goes on to say, I see about 3 times the consults for sterilization as I used to. Whew. Sure, of course. Yeah. Satanism. Satanists like this broad. Yeah, the world has become a haven for evil and immorality. Hell, amorality. People don't concern themselves with morality at all these days, it seems. Anyway, there's a video. We want to check that out? Yeah. We want to check that out. Okay, let's get into this video. And of course, it's from CNN, so this should be a fucking hoot.
As the fight over access to abortion and abortion medication is ongoing across...
Abortion medication. So listen to their language. First of all, abortion is not an illness. It's not a sickness. You are not unhealthy when you're having a baby, unless there's some kind of complication, and that's a very rare case. Infant mortality rates are quite low in America, mothers overwhelmingly. It's very rare for a woman to have a complication that could result in a life-threatening situation in the West, especially in America. So being pregnant is not being sick, so saying abortion medication, that's a false equivalency, equating being pregnant with somehow being ill and thereby needing health care. But of course, they have to use this false framing tactic to linguistically propagandize you and get you to accept abortion by labeling it as health care. We all have a right to health care, right? Wrong.
Across the country in this post-Roe v. Wade world, we're also hearing anecdotally that more women are opting for sterilization because they're afraid of unwanted pregnancies in a post-Roe world.
Yeah, God forbid I should get my poon stretched out. I mean, you know, I'm a strong, empowered woman, and, you know, you can't objectify me. Only I can objectify me. And I objectify me so that others can objectify me so I can make money off of that. But you can't objectify me. Meaning that, you know, other people objectify me is wrong. Meaning that unless I'm making some money off of it, you can't objectify me. But if I'm making money, it's okay to objectify me. But if I have a baby, I'll get fat and my poon will get stretched out. My plumbing will get all out of whack and left to lose that baby weight. And I'll have all of these, you know, morning sickness. It'll just be an inconvenience, you know. It's an inconvenience that the consequences of having sex, which I know could be getting pregnant, actually occur. Yeah. God forbid I have consequences to my actions. Yeah. It's just an inconvenience, so I'm going to kill the kid. And of course, what makes it even more evil is that it's your kid, as if killing a kid wasn't bad enough. Yeah. Killing children because they're an inconvenience. Welcome to Moloch world, where baby sacrifice is the new normal.
CNN's Elizabeth Cohen talks now to a doctor who says she's seeing 3 times more of these requests for sterilization than before Roe v. Wade was overturned.
Lovely.
I'm Kara. I had my tubes taken out last week.
What?
This is one.
Kara Neals, 25 years old, opted 6 months ago to be sterilized.
Yeah, it's the new norm. She wants to fit in. Yeah. She's virtue signaling. Now she lasts a while, but are you sterilized now? They're saving the world. I'm saving the world from climate change. Whatever that means. There's more polar bears than ever. Penguins are proliferating out of control. I thought that the polar ice caps were melting and the polar bears should already be dead by now and penguins should be a thing of the past like the fucking dodo. But oh, no. There's more ice than ever, but now we're going to call it global climate change because, you know, calling it global cooling or global warming, it doesn't work out. It's too specific. Got to keep it as vague and general as possible. Otherwise, people could call us to task on our bullshit. Yeah.
Danny Marietti, also 25, had a picnic to celebrate her sterilization last July.
Oh my God, this is a celebration. Can you imagine this? You thought animal sacrifice was bad. How about human sacrifice? And then they're sacrificing their ability to ever have kids. This isn't just killing a potential child. I mean, okay, this is not an actual child now, but you're killing your potential to ever have kids. So you're eliminating the possibility of multiple children being born. Why? Why are you doing this? Just so you can indulge your basest appetites and stretch out the amount of time that you can get meaningless validation and sex without consequences a few more years? What are you going to do after that? Well, you're going to be craving some kind of meaning in your life. You're going to want kids. Uh-oh! Too late. Can't have them now. This is worse than freezing your eggs. You'd have no kids now.
Complete with commemorative cookies. Mariah Marsh also had her
two. Celebrating evil. Celebrating hedonism. Yeah, this is liberation, PayPal.
Removed as a 28th birthday present to herself in January. All three have known for a long time that they don't want children. And after Roe v. Wade.
Oh, you've known that for a long time. Yeah, if you haven't reached a point in your life yet where you're having to, you know, lose your sexual marketplace value and you're losing the validation, you're losing the cheap, easy sex with Chad and Tyrone, you're losing your ability to attract men regularly for meaningless sex, which won't lead to any real commitment, but at least it's filling some kind of a void in your life that now you're going to have to face head on once you hit 30 or so, and all that goes away. What are you going to fill it with? Oh, not kids.
It was overturned last year. They got sterilized.
And I knew that the only way I could really protect myself is to...
Protect herself. You listen to the language, like being pregnant is actually some kind of attack, assault, upon her body. Wow. The way that women see being pregnant these days, it's truly frightening. They equate it with being ill, with being sick, with having a disease, essentially. And, this is preventing disease. Yeah, the disease of that little parasite inside me. You met a baby, which you were once as well. Just a good thing your mother didn't feel the way you do. You wouldn't exist.
Go ahead and get the surgery.
Mariah, an admissions officer at Indiana University, has a neuromuscular disease that can make pregnancy risky. She said,
risky, but riskier, you mean. But riskier, what are the risks? Death? I mean, what are the complications? Are they certain? No. So let's just get my tubes tied. I guarantee you that very soon, if not already, many corporations are going to be offering some kind of incentive to get your tubes tied. Well, oh no, in our state that we do business in, they've made abortion illegal. So let's just pay women to get their tubes tied. And that way they'll never have to take off of work and we'll never have to pay maternity leave. Yeah, great. Yeah. Smart business to pay these women $5,000 to get this surgery done if it saves them $10,000, $15,000 in maternity leave costs.
The ongoing legal battle over mifepristone makes her even more grateful she got sterilized. The legal challenge to this drug, one of two used together in medication abortion, could bar...
Medication abortion. Abortion is not medicine because being pregnant is not an illness. You are making false conflations. You are confusing your categories. You are being illogical. I shouldn't be surprised. Of course, you can't really push abortion with any logical... reasonable arguments, unless you can conflate it with healthcare and get people to think of it as some kind of disease or illness. You know, it's medicine to kill your baby.
For its use for abortion nationwide in the future.
It does make me happy that I'm...
You mean poison. It's poison. Makes you sick. It's your big, 150-pound broad in this case. Oh boy, you guys out there are desperate. These broads are getting banged enough that they're worried about getting pregnant. Not very attractive broads either. But, makes you slightly ill and kills your baby. Great. It's poison. Yeah. And God forbid we outlaw poison.
The decisions that I made because it validates my thought process, which was they're just going to come for any access to care that a woman can make on her own.
What do you mean care? The only care you should be getting is the care during pregnancy so you can give birth to the baby, and then after you've given birth and you spend a couple days in the hospital lying there recuperating. Yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah, you get some injuries sometimes when you have a baby. It's a bit traumatic. Got a watermelon popping out from between your legs, so you need some care after that, but killing babies is not health care, it's death care, you idiot.
Dr. Leah Tatum, an obstetrician-gynecologist.
Satan! Worshipper! Satanic priest!
In Austin, Texas, said she hears this frequently from patients.
Oh, she's a doctor in Austin. I'm not surprised. Libtard Haven, that place is. Don't ever go to Austin. Bunch of witches and warlocks and Satanists and hippies. Same fucking difference.
Their concerns are if medical abortions are no longer accessible.
Well, it's not medicine, so stop calling it medicine, you dumb broad, you. I know you want to call it that because it puts more money in your fucking pocket, being somebody who directly profits from killing babies, but it's not medicine.
What if their reproductive rights...
But it's not... It's, oh, here we go, here we go! Their reproductive rights are not being infringed upon because reproduction is having the baby. Not having the baby is deproduction. it's not the same thing. It's the exact opposite. It's like labeling a cold heat. What the fuck are you talking about? Oy vey.
Are restricted even further.
She says as abortion rights are getting chipped away.
You don't have a right to an abortion. You don't have a right to food. You don't have a right to clothing. You don't have a right to housing. You don't have a right to medicine. You have no right to any of this. Show me in the Constitution where it says you have a right to kill your baby. Oh, you see, it's that we have privacy, healthcare, privacy. We're allowed to keep our, medical records private and all that stuff private. Doesn't mean you can kill your baby. Yeah, it does, because if we do it privately, you don't get to know about it. That makes a lot of sense.
I have definitely seen an increase in the requests for sterilizations. I see about 3 times the consults for sterilization.
Mostly white broads. I guarantee it's like 80-90% white. Absolutely.
As I used to.
Women like Mariah, Danny, and Kara.
Find somebody in your...
Two of them were white. One of them looked like a mulatto, so she's half white. I think that counts.
Area, find somebody who's covered by your insurance.
Our secure...
Insurance pays for... Getting your tubes tied? No wonder it's so fucking expensive. She's not a horrible looking broad. I mean, she looks a little aged for 25. Of course, she's got all those piercings in her ears and such, but at least she doesn't have a nose piercing. Maybe she does, she's just not wearing it. I don't know. But, yeah. She's alright. She's average. What's the problem, ladies? Oh, yeah, they've convinced them that a baby is not alive until it pops out, so we can kill it, and they it's inconvenient anyway, but it doesn't matter because it's not a life anyhow. There's no personality there. It's still a human being, but hey, I subscribe to the continuum fallacy, which says that sand is not sand if you don't have a large pile of it. If it's one grain of sand, it's not sand. But if it's a big pile of sand, now that changes the identity of the sand into sand, and now it's sand. No, that's a continuum fallacy. Whether it's one grain of sand or a pile of sand, it's still sand. It doesn't matter what point, developmentally speaking, the baby is at, it's still a human being.
And their choice, as some options for choosing a life without children are being taken away.
No, they're not! You know what you do when you don't want to have kids? You don't have sex when you know you can get pregnant. You have sex. You have sex when you're not on the rag. Or you use birth control in combination with a condom. And if you get pregnant, then you have the kid because now you're obligated because you knew what the consequences were of your actions, but you decided to commit those actions anyway. Hence, you are responsible for said actions and you have an obligation to that child now. Whose life you created. And you entered into that obligation willingly. Well, you could not have sex. How about that? How'd you done have sex? Oh, well, I'm a career woman. I don't need no man. How am I going to have any fun or meaning in my life if I don't fuck a bunch of random dudes? And get validation on TikTok and Instagram and go out on dates for free food to fill the meaningless void that is my life. Yeah. Just done a sex. Or you could have kids, and then you'd find out how wonderful life can really be. But no. Feminism has convinced me that having a career, living the life of a man, a second-rate man, I might add, because you're not a man, and having to answer to a boss all day instead of my oppressive husband is the way to go.
Now, this might seem like an unusual move for women who are so young, but Jake, these women told us they're 100% sure they don't want children. The Dobbs decision last year spurred them into action.
But you don't know how you're going to feel in like 5 years. How are you going to feel when the male validation well runs dry? When the men stop knocking on the door? When the men stop pretending and lying to you and claiming that they even want a commitment, and now they're very obvious that it's just a booty call. So you don't even get to have the dream that Chad is going to commit to you. No, hey, let's tell you straight out, I just want a booty call. It's just a booty call. You're 35, so I'm not really incentivized to lie to you anymore like I do the 20-year-old broad about my intentions. Now you don't even get to indulge those delusions. You might feel different at that point and maybe want kids, but this is a permanent non-solution. Yeah.
Actually getting sterilized in this mifepristone litigation, well, they say that that litigation makes them very glad that they did make that move.
Yeah, because we've got to get as many white people sterilized as possible and get the dumbest races to breed out of control like fucking rabbits. Yeah, to fill the void. White is too difficult to control. We gotta replace him with Blackie and Brownie. They're easy to manipulate compared to Whitey. Yeah. Well, there you go. So, interesting. So, there you go. Let's check out the comments. EOD says, history has shown that children are safer without liberals in the area. Yep. Says, excellent. The more leftists that abort homo sexualize and sterilize themselves out of existence, the better. National Capitalist says, be sure to thank your local sterilized leftists for removing their genes from humanity's future. The sad thing is, a lot of these liberals are actually highly intelligent people. It's why they're able to believe the nonsense that they do. If they were stupid people, they wouldn't buy into this crap. But because they're intelligent, because they have reasonably high IQs, they're able to use their intellect to convince themselves of the nonsense that they actually believe. Yeah. Jose Consuelo says, will do. Actually, very nice of them to self-delete. Anti-socialist says, all I can say is it couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of people. Reality Shed says, we have no issue with the old far left self-destroying themselves. Just, this is just, these comments are all on the right. Oh, woken infidel. It's the responsible thing to do, which is unusual for leftist minds, but maybe more of them will soon realize that one sterilization procedure is easier than returning to Planned Parenthood for 5 or 6 abortions. That's a false dichotomy there. Sterilize or abortion? How about you have the kid and give it up for adoption? Well, I'll be inconvenienced for 9 months. I'll be fat and I'll have to buy all new clothes. There'll have to be stretchy pants and I won't be able to have a hot girl, summer, winter, autumn, spring, whatever, for 9 months, even a year, because I have to lose that baby weight. Oh, no. Just kill the baby. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Instead of being inconvenienced and creating human life, yeah. Not killing a baby, I should say, and then giving it up for adoption. Oh, no. And of course, I don't want to feel like my kids floating around out there, but I don't know what they're doing. I might feel some regret, so I'll just kill the baby. Yeah, because that won't make you feel any regret when you're 40 and alone with your cats that you're treating like kids that you can now never have. Penelope says, why in the world would you think they're all liberals? You're kidding, right? Did you listen to them? Get the fuck out of here. P-Smith says, dying childless with untreatable venereal diseases is no way to live. Well, you know, these people don't know what life is. They don't have anything to compare it to. They don't know how good life can actually be. They didn't grow up with anything but a single mommy and, you know, a pussy daddy or daddy that ran away from the overly masculine mommy. And they had no real role models in their life of the male persuasion. They didn't grow up in a two-person household. They don't know how good it can be. They don't know how good an intact nuclear family can be. So, yeah. CF says, let them have at it. Thin the masses. Cindy J, it's for cretinous liberals. I'm all for it. Yeah. Neptus 9 says, they have no kids. We all end up paying taxes to support them. That's their legacy. Yeah. Unfortunately. Yeah. But women don't need no man. Meanwhile, men pay 85% of taxes, and women use 85% of taxes. So there you go. There you go. What a wonderful story. What a wonderful story. Yeah. Now they're going to replace abortion with sterilization, right? Yeah. Even better. Because if she gets pregnant, there's the off chance she might have that child. She might get attached to it. But if we get these dummies, these lemming leftist fools, these followers, all to just get sterilized early on, we don't have to worry about that. Yeah, we'll save money. You know, the 5, 6, 7, 8 abortions they'll have throughout their lifetime, well, it'll be cheaper. It'll be cheaper for them to sterilize just once. And we'll get more productive capacity out of them as well, because no maternity leave. We'll get to work those women to death the same way we do the men. And maybe they'll actually pay enough taxes, you know, to be in the black instead of the red like they are now. Woo-hoo-hoo! More tax chattel, yeah. So let me know what you think in the comment section. Is this a good thing that ever more women are getting sterilized? Mostly libtard lefty idiots. Is it a good thing that they're removing their genes from the gene pool? Or is this bad, very bad, because it seems to be mainly focused on whitey? Who's built the modern world and given us all of the conveniences and wonderful technology that we have now, including the screen you are now watching me on? Let me know what you think in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Go check it out.